What a pity they didn't stop up the chinks and the crannies, though, and thrust in a little lint here and there. But it's too late to make any improvements now. The universe is finished, the copestone is on, and the chips were carted off a million years ago. Poor Lazarus there, chattering his teeth against the curbstone for his pillow, and shaking off his tatters with his shiverings, he might plug up both ears with rags and put a corn cob in his mouth, and yet that would not keep out the tempestuous Euroclodon. "Euroclodon," says old Dives in his red silken wrapper. He had a redder one afterwards. "Pooh, pooh, what a fine frosty night! How Orion glitters! What northern lights! Let them talk of their oriental summer climes of everlasting conservatories. Give me the privilege of making my own summer with my own coals." But what thinks Lazarus? Can he warm his blue hands by holding them up to the grand northern lights?